represented in 3D, placed in a matrix, cross-referenced to several famous statements, a diagram bearing resemblance to blueprints of incendiary devices or floor maps of nuclear weapons bases. I entered the code for authorization. This database is the culmination of efforts of 1,000 techno-pagans, subscribing to a godless religion with dedication and no reservations. The machine is open to the highest bidders for a demonstration. You wanna know what my place is? I'm the one who orchestrated this operation and programmed the chaos generation, so the system never found its way into stagnation. It was the biggest high of my life when I finally put on the VR goggles and stepped inside, revealing complex citadels of rhyme. Skyscrapers constantly renovating to a staggering height that left my head aching, and eventually found them lurking in dark places. The artificially intelligent life, a byproduct of my creation. They built and tore down large constructions, organized themselves into parties and factions, made solutions to their problems in an alien fashion. Originally, I only saw them twice out of the corners of my eyes, but it resulted in my realization that I had to break the ice. Figured I had to go further, took a gang of top soldiers, an investigation of consciousness comparable to methods of yoga. Ghost in the machine, the infernal machine soul, it was like Neo questioning how deep the rabbit hole goes. We caught a bunch of constructs on the corner, battling, rapping those flows, moving their neural circuits at unbelievable speeds. But outside of the machine, I would incorporate what I heard into everyday speech, and quickly found that ordinary brains were too weak to handle the mechanically developed poetic techniques, giving peeps severe epileptic fits whenever I described what I had seen. But somehow it all tied in. In the press, I was ultimately slandered as a maniacally minded being and hailed as a progressive thinker, a new form of scientist. Certain nations banned my writings and banished my thoughts. I was caught in the courts for damaging what they held as the purest. They got a strong hold on me like an iron corset, forced me to move the entire operation into international waters, and all my people moved the operation by hordes of helicopters. I was inside of it, playing with words and bits and bytes, battling, spitting rhymes about demolishing a construct's killer octals. All the while, the general scientific community claimed what I'd done was impossible, so I fed data into the machine to retrieve the mathematical evidence that reality itself was illogical, that any kind of rhyme was highly improbable, that my machine had become infinitely knowledgeable, and the proof itself was entirely paradoxical.